and begin to see a different world.
No surprise in Washington, the divisions run deep over what's going on in Libya. Sad news from Fukushima, which is ground zero for radiation leaks now at that plant. We have the latest on that. I'll just, man, you just shake your head when you hear about it. My name's Kate Delaney. This show, America Tonight. The great thing about this overnight highway is you riding along with us can have a say. Left of left, right of right. I don't care what your political stripes are. It's not about that. It's about the important stuff. The difference between right and wrong and having a voice in what's going on in D.C. I think too often people forget that the government is not these faraway people in suits and grandstanding day after day. It's you and I. It's the government of the people, right? By the people, for the people. I don't have to go back in history and tell you all about that. But often we feel too removed. Don't feel removed. If something is on your mind, you can sound off here on America Tonight. Especially on this show, it's wide open. 800-259-5791. I'm going to say the number again, because if you're like me, you have that dyslexia with numbers thing. 800-259-5791. Let's start, though, with the Libyan conflict and the fact that, not surprisingly, the clarity, which I said was like mud, it's pretty much what so many different people have said out of Washington, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. This really is not a I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican kind of issue. It's I think this is wrong, and we've been misled as to how much money is going to ultimately be spent here. So you have CIA agents on the ground. What's going to happen with Gaddafi? Is he going to exit? The U.S. continues to say that this mission, this NATO, which is often emphasized, this NATO mission in Libya is only for humanitarian purposes, and it's only been authorized for humanitarian purposes. How much money have we spent on this so far? Anybody got a calculator? Just, it's like the budget. It's just out of control. So, the Secretary of Defense, just a day after getting grilled on the Hill, once again is towing the company line, saying there's not going to be any troops. Forget about it. And also sounding off about the removal of Gaddafi. Here's Gates.
There will be no American boots on the ground in Libya. Deposing the Gaddafi regime, as welcome as that eventuality would be, is not part of the military mission. In my view, the removal of Colonel Gaddafi will likely be achieved over time through political and economic measures and by his own people.
Over time, this sounds more and more to me like it's going to continue to be a stalemate, which means nothing is ultimately accomplished, but a whole lot of money is spent. Because if Gaddafi still is in power, and this is a humanitarian mission, what happens when he decides or his troops decide to fire on civilians again? And, of course, they're fighting against civilians, this rebel bunch of people from different factions who are going up against him. It absolutely makes no sense. And since this has been one of the things that we've talked about for the past 2 weeks, I thought we would lead off that way. I mean, ultimately, what do you want to see happen in Libya? Forget all the, this isn't going on, that isn't going on, let's name call the president, let's, I mean, just bottom line it. Bottom line it. What do you think needs to happen in Libya? I thought it was a handoff, but we are NATO, so it's not really a handoff. That, you know, that ultimately is the problem. And very sad what's going on in Fukushima. Workers at that nuclear power plant now know or say, I mean, they're flat out saying when they give interviews, that they expect to die from radiation sickness as a result of trying to do whatever they can to bring the reactors under control. So there's 50 of them, and they've been labeled all kinds of things, heroes, brave people, brave plant workers, whatever. And obviously they certainly are that because it looks like they're giving their life. And they're worried about the people in the area. That's why. But they're struggling. They're struggling to prevent a meltdown to four reactors that have been damaged since March 11th. We're out of March. We're into April Fools. We're into April 1st. We're getting there. Moments away. So it's been a very long time. Time is not on the side of these people. And this is what happens. They get on the phone. They call their families. They have tearful conversations. Yeah, I can paint the picture for you. It's awful. They've been exposed to incredibly high radioactive levels. They're trying to do whatever they can to bring the cooling systems back online. So, yes, they probably will die from radiation sickness, maybe in a short amount of time. If it doesn't get them in a short amount of time, cancer certainly has to be in their future. Has to be, with how much exposure that they have had. Is it worth it? Ultimately, it's worth it if they're able to shut it down. The plant operator, Tokyo Electric, is saying that medical teams do all this testing the workers, looking for the contamination, the illness, all that. And they haven't had any further cases. They did have three workers who were treated last week. We talked about that because they were in direct contact with the water that was radioactive. But they haven't had any reports of so-called official sickness, that radiation sickness. But you had a couple who suffered burns to their legs and their ankles and whatnot. And they keep checking them to see if their condition is getting worse. The company keeps pledging to improve the conditions for the workers on the site. And there's nothing they can give them. You know, basically, we know inevitably you're going to die here because of this exposure. Of course, we're not going to say that. So what is your life worth? What can we give you to make it worth it for you? It's outrageous. Concrete, however, is on the way, and this is what should have happened in the very beginning. But it was about greed and trying to dupe the people, like they did in the first place, by building the plant there. Now, I think the only thing they can hope for, they got to seal this sucker up as fast as possible. A large tanker is preparing to siphon and ship the water from the plant after they discovered that the runoff containers and drainage tanks were almost full at three of the most critical reactors. And, here's the thing. What do you do with this water? The government doesn't know what they're going to do with the water. They have no idea what they're going to do with the water. Of course they don't. It's ridiculous what's happening at Fukushima. And it is a good lesson. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. All right, stay with us. On the flip side, we're going to talk about vaccinations, fair or foul, when it comes to kids and immunizations. Stick around.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
You know, boom. And the teacher set it up that way because we were going to have a lame day where you could just hang out and play kickball or not do very much, or, oh, we're going to give you a break today. You get to read books and you get to take naps and you get to do whatever. It was always on Friday. So I blame the teachers. Me personally, I blame the teachers for setting us up that way, that Friday was the fun day. All right, so we're going to talk about vaccines, and joining us now, a woman who has written a book called Vaccine Epidemic. Vaccine Epidemic, I know all about that. Louise Habakis is in the wings. She's joining us from our virtual green room. We have to take the latte out of her hand. Hey, Louise, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
You know what, I was thinking about when you were going to come on this show, that I remember getting vaccines when I was a kid. First, I went to school in Queens, and then we moved to South Jersey. I remember the whole thing about transferring the I can remember hearing that conversation on the phone, my mother having that with somebody. And I also have the war wounds to prove it, because the one vaccination I got left a mark, where it had like a little round mark. And sometimes I'll see people with it, and I'll think, ah, I bet that they got that vaccine, you know, probably around 1970, 71, 72, probably in that ballpark. But you had to do it, and everybody kept talking about how you had to have this and you had to have that before you went to school. What's the deal with vaccines? I mean, this is just an umbrella question, but your book is called Epidemic. So is there an epidemic with vaccines, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a provocative title, but it asks a serious question because there are a lot of shots. So we use epidemic as an adjective. We say they're prevalent and widespread and unprecedented. And you know what? That shot you're talking about, it's discontinued. It's the smallpox vaccine, and it was discontinued in 71.
Yeah. How interesting. And so that's what I see the common denominator on beaches when I'll see other people that have that same thing. So what do? You're a parent and your kids have to go to school and you hear about these vaccines and then you get it in your head because that's what you're told you have to do. Wow, this could save my kid's life. I have to do it. But isn't it true that a lot of times it can ruin kids' lives and people don't realize that maybe?
People don't realize that. You know, listen, vaccines protect against disease, but they can take your life and they can also cause massive brain damage and other injuries. So if you look at the package inserts, there's a long list of things that are associated with vaccines.
Yeah, so when we say that, what kind of things are associated with vaccines maybe that people don't realize?
Encephalopathy, brain inflammation, brain damage, neurological problems, anaphylaxis, paralysis, thrombocytopenia, which is hemorrhaging. So it's some pretty serious things.
Boy, no kidding. Well, what do? If you know, supposedly you think it's a safe thing, what do you do when you don't want somebody listening to us right now says, wow, I didn't realize that. I don't want to have to do that, but they won't let my kid in the school if they don't have their vaccines. What do you do?
Exactly. Well, here's what you do. First of all, we're not anti-vaccine, okay? And I want to say that up front. We are pro-informed consent. We're pro-safety and pro-choice. And we're saying not all vaccines are the same. Not all diseases are deadly. You're able to look at these things and evaluate them one by one. So if you don't want to give some or all shots, there are legal exemptions. They vary by state. So depending on the state where you live, you may be able to get a religious exemption. You may be able to get a philosophical exemption. All states provide a medical exemption, but you need a doctor to say that you really shouldn't get vaccines.
Oh, that might be tough to do, too. You'd have to find a certain kind of doctor, I guess.
Well, that's right. And it's a narrow list. You know, you have to be allergic to ingredients in vaccines. You have to have immunodeficiency disease. I mean, most people aren't going to be able to get a medical exemption.
Yeah. So the upshot of this is that if the vaccines are being overused, I mean, that's a good question. Why are vaccines being overused? Why is that happening?
Well, you know, listen, you and I did not get this many shots and we're still standing, right? There are seven vaccines that we got: DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and polio. But something happened in 1986. We passed a law. Congress protected the vaccine industry. And after 1986, there was a dramatic ramp up in the number of shots. So there's been a threefold increase since then. And it's really been driven by economics. It makes sense for vaccine makers to put the shots on the schedule. They're protected. They don't. They have no legal liability to make safer vaccines.
Yeah. And you said that the difference between how many vaccines were given, let's say 50s, 60s, 80s, even compared with today. How many today?
So today there's 70 doses of 16 vaccines.
Oh. 16 vaccines? How old are the kids when they have to have 16 vaccines?
Okay, well, it's 16 different vaccines, but there's 70 doses, so they're boosters, and it starts within hours of birth.
Oh.
So in the early 90s, we started vaccinating newborn babies right out of the chute.
Boy, that's, I don't know, it just seems a little bit crazy to me. Like you said, you're not anti-vaccination, but what about all these other problems? What happens, I mean, do you just think that parents, I'm sure you've probably talked to some, do you think parents, when something tragic happens, are just blown away by this, like had no idea?
They are blown away because really, the party line is that vaccines are safe, effective, and necessary. It's what all parents do. It's what responsible parents do. And so there's not much dialogue with your pediatrician, your child's pediatrician. And so that's what we want to do is, listen, these things are serious medicine, okay? It's a serious medical intervention. We're saying just be judicious, understand what's at stake. Don't just vaccinate blindly. You know, there's vaccine mandates for chicken pox. Now, I don't know about you, but I got chicken pox when I was a kid. It wasn't pleasant, but I got it, and then I resolved it, and I will never get chicken pox again because I have lifelong immunity. And that's really the way it's supposed to happen. So, you know, chicken pox isn't the same as some of these other diseases. Parents are saying, let us choose, and we will make good decisions for our children. Stop this coercive mandate. Stop coercive medicine.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, once again, we're talking about what's in it for the people who are making the vaccines, and the answer is money. The answer is money. And it goes back to that. How do you weigh this? How many vaccines, how many doses, boosters versus the money factor. And you know about money because in your previous career, that's what you did. So you were with Putnam Investments, right? And you were a corporate VP for Prudential Financial and whatnot. So you saw, you know, people look at the financials. They've got stockholders, all that sort of stuff. So in a way, I can imagine there's some pressure there, you think, from the medical side.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, doctors are actually, they are under the gun. If they don't recommend vaccines, they can be liable. So doctors are required to tell parents what the recommended schedule is. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says that this is the way you must do it. Either do it as recommended or you put your child and society at risk.
What would you like to see happen in this case? You know, you've written this book. You're trying to make people aware of this. What do you want to see happen?
You know, we're calling for congressional hearings, and we're telling people that we really need to have a more responsible dialogue. So stop calling us anti-vaccine kooks, because we're not. We're professionals. We're educated. We come from the same place as government and industry and doctors. We want healthy society. We want healthy kids. We want a universal philosophical exemption. Kate, you know, ironically, the states that offer choice actually have higher rates of vaccine compliance than states that don't. And you know why that is? It's because the states that don't have choice, you actually have to choose all or none.
Wow.
And so if you're worried about the chickenpox vaccine or hepatitis B or flu shot, which is mandated in my home state of New Jersey, you actually can't opt out of one or two. You got to take them all, or you take a religious exemption and you don't get any.
Wow. So there's no in between. That's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. Good luck with this. And I hope we do have some congressional hearings on this. There's more of a push for this to make people aware about the choice. That's what I think. Louisa
Abacus,
thanks so much. Vaccine Epidemic, pick it up, Amazon.com, especially if you have children. And like she said, it depends on the state where you are. She gave the great example of New Jersey and then ultimately what people go through. We saw that Jenny McCarthy, who had an autistic kid, talked about the dangers of vaccines, and people started to label her as a nut, a kook, and everything else. And then one of the doctors she got to help her in the cause, of course, they ended up proving some of his work was inaccurate, and that hurt her. That hurt it a little bit. But I think she was out there trying to tell people, listen, we've done some research on this. Be careful. Look at the vaccines and connect the dots as to see what's happening with your child. Scary stuff. When you think you're doing the right thing, ooh, I got to protect my kid. I'm getting all these shots. I'm getting all these doses. And then if something horrific happened, can you imagine? All right, on the flip side, odds and ends. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Can you imagine walking across, a street in the Bronx and seeing that in your path was an Egyptian cobra? Yeah, topping odds and ends. Pretty venomous, those cobras are.
But missing a cobra!
Can we hear that again?
Cobra!
I would have screamed twice as loud as that. Yes, indeed. Missing from the Bronx Zoo, finally found. It was gone for a week. How does that happen? This is a 24-inch snake. That's what I was saying before. 24-inch snake. And where they found it, it was coiled in a corner of the reptile house, about 200 feet from where it escaped. It was in a holding cage outside of its exhibit, and where there was pipes and equipment and all that stuff, and the cobra is alive and well and didn't get anybody. And I just can't even imagine having an altercation with a cobra. That would be pretty frightening. I'm not a snake person. I was thinking this today. Thinking about this cobra today. I was jogging through a little park, and no kidding, I saw a water moccasin because there was a little stream and I saw water moccasins. Of course, they weren't near me. It was in the water, but I thought, that reminds me about the cobra. The snake, certainly, I'm sure the snake stories are going to be like fish stories. It's going to get bigger, and did you see, and wasn't it down on Fifth Avenue, and who knows? It's going to be an urban legend deal, really, because it certainly captivated the people in New York. The zoo folks said, look, the snake never left the reptile house. It's just been crawling around in an off-exhibit area. And so now it's secure. Yes, it was venomous, and yes, you know, there could have been some terrible thing that happened, but it didn't happen. So now check this out. Because of all the attention the cobra is getting, the zoo is talking about having a naming contest for the cobra. Let's see. What could you name the cobra? Got any good names? I know someone at that zoo. If anybody has a good name, send it to me at americansnight.net, or you can hit me up on chat if you go to the website too. And when I get up tomorrow, I will send those names. Like naming babies, only this one's more venomous. Babies throw up, cobras kill you. And here's what somebody from the zoo had to say about the cobra. Check it out.
She was found in a non-public off-exhibit area, which is what we expected. And right now she's resting comfortably and secure in the reptile house. It was a coil sort of secluded in a dark corner, just almost exactly as how we would have predicted.
Yeah. Okay, secluded. That's the good news, because if there had been a kid or there had been an accident, can you imagine? And really, all I know about cobras are what I saw in Indiana Jones when they play the little doo-doo-doo and the cobra dances around. And, yeah, no, I'm not good. I'm not good with the snake thing. I know some of you probably have pet snakes, but I don't get it. In fact, if you have a pet snake, like one of those boa constrictors, I want to hear about it. Call me. 800-259-5791. I don't get the allure of that whatsoever. So we move from the cobras to something I don't understand either, although I hear when you do it, it's better than anything in your life. It's better than sex. It's better than the best meal. It's better than anything you can imagine. Now, what in me saying that, what automatically are you thinking about? Were you thinking about skydiving? Two guys in California died after they collided in an accident. They were free-falling about 200 to 300 feet before they hit the ground. This happened in Riverside, California. I know a bunch of people who have done the skydiving thing, and they say that. They say it's like nothing, any feeling in their entire life. It's like nothing they have ever done. I could not do it. I could not skydive. I just don't think I could get out. Even if I tandem jump, whatever, I don't think I've done some crazy things. I've taken huge risks in my life, but I don't think that I could, I mean physical risks, but I don't think that I could do that. I really don't think I could get into the edge of a plane and push myself out. I don't think so. So sadly, this happened at a skydiving school. They, of course, were pronounced dead. They fell. How did they crash? They crashed into each other. It was a mid-air collision. They're trying to figure out how it could have happened, what it was, where they ended up tangled and slammed into each other. And when you hear about stuff like that, it has to make you... I mean, it just has to make you think, wow, is this something, when I think of extreme sports or something that I could get that incredible kick out of, could I ever do this? And the answer is I couldn't. Could you do that? Could you push yourself out of that plane and get that feeling? It's sad. It's sad for these two guys that somehow they ended up slamming into each other. Wow. Crazy. Well, the name of this segment, of course, is Odds and Ends, and that means we talk about a whole bunch of different things. We mash it all up. And that's part of the charm, I think, of America Tonight anyway. And one of the things that also caught my eye a long time ago when this first happened, and we've had people on We've had various lawyers on. We had somebody involved in the case, and we've talked about this. Remember the Duke lacrosse guys that were accused of rape? Well, this story isn't over. A federal judge is actually allowing the three lacrosse players who were falsely accused of rape to pursue a civil lawsuit against the North Carolina County prosecutor and also the police investigators who handled the case. The U.S. District Judge who heard this ruled that they can pursue the claims as, this is what they would pursue them as, malicious prosecution, concealment of evidence, fabrication of false evidence, and then there were other claims, but they threw them out. But those are pretty big ones. There's three big ones to hang their hat on. They could have a real shot at this, at doing some damage. And Reed Sigelman, Colin Finnerty, and Dave Evans were the three guys, and their names were plastered all over the place. They were indicted by a grand jury in Durham back in 2006 on charges of rape, kidnapping, and sexual offense. And remember what happened is some women came to the frat house or to a house where they were dancing for the players, and then it turned into kidnapping, rape, and whatever. And later the North Carolina Attorney General dropped the charges and said the players were innocent victims of a rush to try to accuse them. And what's also interesting about this story is these three guys really did. They got hung out to dry. And they kept, you know, saying how innocent they were, and some of their families were talking about it and saying how it was ripping them apart, because getting tagged with the possibility of being a rapist and doing this, and, I mean, there were just, you know this, there were tons of stories. If you say Duke lacrosse, this is the interesting thing. And the Duke lacrosse had a good team, but it's not about the team. If you say to somebody who pays attention to what's going on in the world anyway, if you say Duke lacrosse, automatically their mind goes to that story. So really bravo for them to file this suit and get some justice of their own. Al Sharpton and others were very quick to go down to Raleigh, North Carolina, hold press conferences, talk about how awful it was and how wrong this was and all the issues in North Carolina. But now, and after this happened, and after the DA said, no, there's nothing, you know, the Attorney General said, no, there's nothing here, and dropped the charges, that it didn't matter. There was nobody that was there standing for the players to say, wow, bummer, wrong, rush to judgment, that's wrong. See, this is what can happen. There is another side to this. Al Sharpton, yeah. Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, he was down there protesting over it and whatnot and very vocal about this case. None of them turned around and said, geez, you know, this is just too bad that it turned out this way, and the evidence, it looks like the evidence was tampered with or whatever. But no. And that's crazy. And it's taken, look how long it's taken. 2006 for these guys. 5 years to get permission to go to trial. Is that crazy? There has to be a way to move things faster through the justice system. I mean, I think if I were these guys and I were the parents, I would go after every single person I could go after in this. It would be more about validation than, it's not about the money, it's not about any of that. It's more about the validation, because the slander that I think they were slandered terribly. I mean, terribly. How do they, you know, it's like in the newspaper when they come back and they try to do the retractions. Well, when your name is splashed all over the front pages, the retraction is so tiny it's on the, you know, page 27. Nobody really sees it. Ridiculous. I mean, this is part of the problem. I hope they get whatever they can get out of this lawsuit. It should have happened a lot sooner. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
As we head into another weekend with me, Kate Delaney. What are you doing this weekend? Ooh, watching some hoops, maybe. We're going to check the mail. Jake in Austin, I know he's got a question about the drinking age in the troops. There's a big story about Alaska considering lowering the drinking age. Hey, you sent them off to war. I think the drinking age should be lowered. But we'll get to Jake, the more specifics that he asks about that and what his thoughts were. Also, Joe Klein in Vermont asks a question about Libya and ultimately what the end should be. I asked that at the top of the show. I mean, forget all the other nonsense, the politics of it, whatever, the money. Just, boom, what should the end be here? Period. Push out of your mind everything else. What you wholeheartedly think needs to happen. Got in a huge disagreement, we'll call it, with somebody. They kept throwing somebody in Washington earlier in the day, just on the phone, where they were going back and forth with me about the humanitarian issue, and you know, and the humanitarian issue. The problem with that is, what about all the other places in the world? I'm not saying that as Americans we should just watch people get cut down. Of course not. But at the same time, you should have a strategy. How about who, what, where, when, why? The why, when, all that. When does it end? When do you stop? What's the deal? Boom. What's the plan? Right? Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
Kate.
Yes. Yes.
Do you prefer Madam President or Mistress of the Night?
I like them both. You can interchange them. It makes them more interesting.
Okay. All right. There was, you know about the traveling preachers, right? The old days, you know, where they'd go to towns that didn't have preachers. Well, this preacher would go to these different towns, and he was quite famous. But there was this one town, he'd get to the top of the hill on his mule, and he'd look down there at this beautiful white church and this beautiful community, and he just couldn't hardly stand to go down there, because in that town lived a man that every time he got the congregation all worked with the fire and brimstone and everybody repenting and everything going the way he wanted it to, this guy would bust down the doors, stagger down the aisles, yelling, "Fill me with your love, Lord, fill me with your love," wine stains all over his supposedly whitest shirt. And so he'd ruin the whole ceremony and get saved for the 17th time and just ruin everything. He thought, this time I'm going to fix him. So he went down there and he was preaching the best sermon he'd ever preached in his life, and sure enough, this guy busted down the doors, and he's yelling, "Fill me with your love, Lord, fill me with your love." And the preacher jumped down from the pulpit and said, "Don't do it, God, he leaks."
Where are you getting your material from? Have you been going to comedy clubs?
No. I just have an excellent memory.
Good for you.
Yeah, okay, and here's another one for you. There was this princess, and she was passing by this little lake, and she seen this giant frog. And the frog said, please, don't be scared. I have had a evil woman, witch, put a spell on me, and I'm really a handsome prince. And if you will kiss me, I will forever be yours. She goes, wow, well, okay. So she kissed him, and nothing happened. He says, try again. So she kissed him again, and nothing happened. She says, what's the deal? He says, you can get kissed your way, and I'll get kissed mine. Okay, now to get to my political thing. Our president has stepped in it. He's denied that he had anything to do with the guns that were walked across the border that caused two deaths by the people that work for us. And it turns out, since he said he knew nothing about it, well, that's amazing, because he's already got a $12 million addition to that very same program in his 2012 budget.
So where did you think that money came from?
I wonder where that might have come. You got to understand something. You got to understand something about our president. Everything he does, trying to pretend like he's inept and so on, it's an act. It is designed to destroy this country by bankrupting us. He attended the meeting with Cleveland Piven, which suggested that the way to bring on socialism was to bankrupt America. And him and his minions are doing that. If you will follow the footsteps of this man, you will find every single thing he does costs America money. From his $1 trillion stimulus that went nowhere, to all these other things that he's perpetrated, and every single one of them will cost the United States of America money. He's bankrupting the country deliberately. Anyway,
boy, let me tell you, I hope that doesn't happen. You and I are not fans of the president, but for different reasons. I think it's more about being ineffective, and by the minions.
Agree.
Yeah, the minions around him. I think it's a lot of the people around him propping him up, bad advice, this road.
You've got the entire news media from ABC, CBS, CNN, the whole nine yards, that are nothing more than cheerleaders for the Democratic Party. And they're as left as you can get. I know you know your people. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Right. It's interesting. You're right. I mean, there's definitely people in the news that slant in a more liberal direction. I can't argue with that. I've been in a lot of the newsrooms. You're right.
Okay.
Not all of them, though. But here's the thing. And then you have the opposite with Fox. You have the opposite with a lot of other publications. So there are two sides to that. You know, so that's...
One more thing.
Okay.
What do you call a Mexican queer?
What?
A senior eater.
Oh, man. Thanks. What a note to end on, Dan. He always stirs it up, doesn't he? All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank you very much. Jake in Austin says, hello, Kate Delaney. I wanted to know what you thought about this deal with the drinking age and the troops. I think I've heard you talk about that before. It seems like a natural discussion. I guess Robert Gates doesn't support lowering the drinking age for the guys and the gals, but one of the folks in Alaska has been fighting for this. A congressman, Bob Lynn, is proposing a bill that would allow military members in Alaska under 21 to legally drink and smoke there. Alaska residents can't legally drink anything till they're 21 and legally smoke. Wow, till they're 19. I didn't even know that thing about the smoking. I think I know the arguments about the statistics and the drinking and the driving and whatever, but you're going to put someone on active duty in the armed forces, they got to be treated not as kids. They got to be treated like adults. They could lose their life on the battlefield with what they're doing, especially the people on the front lines in Afghanistan, for example. I think that they should do that. I think that there should be exceptions made there. I know that this is probably going to have a lot of people sending me letters. Bring them on, AmericaTonight.net. All right, let's move to Joe Klein, listening to us in Vermont. Hello, America Tonight. As far as Libya is concerned, it's ridiculous to say that we're not taking out Muammar Gaddafi. It's like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Why are we investing millions of dollars, lobbying over missiles, being part of the NATO cause? For what if they're not trying to take them out? And then it's the question you keep asking, who steps in anyway? It's all about oil, Katie Kate. You know it, I know it, and so do the rest of the American people. Bravo, Joe Klein. And listening to us in Quincy, Illinois, says, what's the scoop on Judge Judy? Have you followed this story at all? She had some kind of a breakdown. You know what? I read something about it. I don't watch her show. I mean, I certainly know who she is. She had to stay in a hospital, I guess, overnight. She when she was taping a show, it was like she was mumbling. Something was wrong. It was like she was having kind of a stroke or something. So they took her to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and they wouldn't say what was wrong with her. She's been released, and she's going to return to work on April 12th. That is what the press releases, I think, said. So you have to assume that she's okay, because it's April 12th. I mean, we're almost, you know, here we are, April Fools. So April 1st, I don't know that it would be a stroke, but obviously something. They were treating her for something, but they haven't said what it is. Maybe she's going to say it on the air. Sorry, Ann, I wish I could shed more light on that, but at least we know that she's okay. If you have any thoughts on the show, or you want to sound off on something, send it to us, AmericaTonight.net.